This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said this year's Union Budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation. In an interview to the news agency, Mr. Modi said the budget is not a now or never moment born out of compulsion, but a we are ready moment born out of preparation and inspiration. On the trade deals being done by India, Prime Minister remarked that political stability and political predictability have restored investor confidence in India. He added that stronger manufacturing, services and MSMEs have enabled India to negotiate trade pacts from a position of strength. He highlighted that India's free trade agreements are designed to expand market access for MSMEs in textiles, style, leather, chemicals, handicrafts, gems and other sectors. Mr. Modi criticized UPA government, alleging that their economic mismanagement left India unable to negotiate from a position of confidence. He further stated that reform is the commitment of his government and this has been demonstrated in letter and spirit, emphasizing that private sector is critical for the next phase of economic transformation. Prime Minister requested a decisive response from them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi tomorrow. The five-day summit will be the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that leaders from Bolivia, Croatia, Estonia, Finland, Greece, Guyana, Kazakhstan, Liechtenstein, Serbia and Slovakia are all set to participate in the summit. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries would be participating in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will represent India at the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected government of Bangladesh, led by Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rehman in Dhaka on 17th of this month. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the speaker's participation at this important event underscores the deep and enduring friendship between the people of India and Bangladesh. The ministry said this reaffirms India's steadfast commitment to the democratic values that bind the two nations. Traditional medicine and alternative healing systems took center stage in Dubai today as global wellness brands, practitioners and healthcare institutions gathered for the third International Ayush Conference and Exhibition 2026 at the Dubai World Trade Center. The three-day event, which runs until 17th of February, seeks to highlight ancient medical traditions and their contemporary applications. Ayush comprises Ayurveda, Yoga, Yunani, Siddha and Homeopathy. And the conference theme is Evidence-Based Ayush Interventions in Mind-Body Health. Inaugurating the conference, India's Minister of State for Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, said the country's traditional knowledge systems are now central to global health discussions. Foreign investors pumped in 19,675 crore rupees into Indian equities during the first half of February. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors also invested 1,218 crore rupees into the Indian debt markets, taking the net investment into the Indian capital market to 20,893 crore rupees during the period under review. The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and spiritual fervor. Considered as one of the most sacred occasions for the devotees of Lord Shiv, the day is marked by fasting, special prayers and night-long worship at temples. In the men's T20 Cricket World Cup put into bat, India were 7 for 1 in 1.1 overs against Pakistan in the Group A match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo when reports last came in. Meanwhile, West Indies have become first team to enter the Super 8s, beating Nepal by 9 wickets in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.